Don't you wish your khaki shorts were legitimately comfortable instead of stiff cotton? Try Bird Dogs. Bird Dogs stretch khaki shorts look like khaki shorts, but feel like gym shorts. They have it all. Anti-stink, sweat-wicking fabric, a super comfortable built-in liner, and zipper pockets to keep everything secure. It's time to swap your old-school khakis for Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code BASEBALL for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code BASEBALL for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. That's it. Then I'll be back with you tomorrow. Sorry. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City. But there is no show without you. So thank you so much for tuning in. Doesn't matter where you're at in the country. Doesn't matter where you're at in Canada. You could be under the ocean right now. You could be under the sea, okay? Hey, Shep, did you see Little Mermaid?
Of course.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you? The new one.
Oh, the new. Oh, okay. Got you. I that was an umbrella question there. No, I have not.
Okay. It's all right. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, we have gone down a long list of things tonight, which is just ordinary. Nuggets had their parade. Rob Manfred talked about the Oakland Athletics becoming the Vegas Athletics. We talked about Conor McGregor, just wild story, accused of raping a woman at an NBA Finals game in Miami last Friday. Antonio Brown, what is it? National Arena League football, something or another. They kicked his team out. Hey, by the way, DeAndre Hopkins visited with the New England Patriots. There's still no deal. We talked about the PGA and LIV Golf merger under scrutiny from the U.S. Justice Department. Talked about Bradley Beal and the Heat. We've gone through a lot tonight. And I wish I watched this game, but it was on Paramount Plus. The United States of America beat Mexico in the CONCACAF Nations League semifinals. They beat them 3-0. In Las Vegas, and they were very aggressive. People getting red cards, people getting kicked out. It was a wild game there. I didn't get a chance to see it because I ain't paying for Paramount Plus. All these stupid streaming services have taken enough of my money. They can stick it. They need to start paying me some money back. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. As we continue on with this hour, I'm going to get to all of your calls. So if you're here on the line, I will get you on the air. In a few seconds, we'll talk to Bob from Maryland. He hates the fact that we have so many teams taking public funds to build stadiums when we got students and kids going to school with no air conditioning and no heat. Yeah, the money can be better served and better used, our taxpayer dollars. Economic development, my ass. We got more to do. And then we'll hear from the Nuggets again because they were just fun earlier. I like fun. 855-212-4CBS. Let's see how fun this is. Hey, Bob, finish up. Calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Finish up.
First of all, JR, I want to thank you for carrying me over. I implore people, if you want to support sports, go ahead and do it. It's your money. You can do with what you want. But I got a question for some of your people. Oh. We're so crazy about sports and put it in their family second. What's more important, your family, or some football game.
Oh, Tom Brady. Well, never mind. Go ahead.
That's all I have to ask. And if you say a football game or a sport, I feel sorry for you. I really do.
Well, thank you, Bob.
My wife was with me for 44 years before she died. And my most marvelous time of my life, it really was.
Hey,
and
Bob.
She's been gone for 15 years now.
Yeah.
But
I'm sorry to hear that, Bob. I'm glad that I can share this time with you.
I just want to say thanks again and take care of yourself.
I got a question. I got a question.
Okay.
What is the key to a successful marriage for that long? Because I don't got no wife. Nobody likes me.
What is the key to a successful marriage? Cooperation.
Okay.
Otherwise, nobody's always right.
Cooperation. Okay. I can dig it. I like it. Thank you, Bob. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
You take care of yourself.
Okay, you too, Bob. Thank
you. Keep up.
Oh, he's very abrupt. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Bob. Cooperation. Okay.
What's it like telling lies on national radio, JR?
What happened? What?
What's it like telling lies on national radio?
I don't know. We need to ask a couple of people. You need suggestions?
I'm just saying, you very well know, if you floated the idea that you were looking for a partner, there would be hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of women lining up with the opportunity to get to know you more. Come on.
What the hell? What do I look? Fabio? You think I'm Fabio?
JR. You're a good-looking dude. You can clearly talk until the cows come home. You're fun as hell. You got a great heart. Look at everything you've contributed to the world, not just in the world to talk radio, but what you do for Special Olympics and everyone that is seen as an underdog in this world. Are you kidding me? They would be lined up for days for you. So just don't tell lies on national radio. That's all.
Oh, okay.
And
what I got to do? Stand in Times Square and just put a sign on my back?
And when you come back to New York, I'm going to talk to my lovely lady. If you want to go on a double date with us, and we will make sure we find you someone incredible, we're here for that, man.
What are we going to do? Find her in the Yellow Pages?
No.
Do the Yellow Pages still exist?
I just don't think it's fair that you're putting out the narrative that, like, nobody likes you, and, like, there would be a million people lined up to date you, man. So don't be spewing that nonsense out there.
Okay. All right. Well, I heard they still got them books, right? What is a mail order bride? Is that how that works?
Come on, Jay. You're still a young guy. You don't need that stuff.
Isn't it? But does that work? Do we do that in America?
So the way the dating culture works in America, as you know, is people go online and they do apps.
I got to get an app.
I didn't do that. Okay. I did it organically, and I feel like you're the type of person that would do the same thing.
Yeah. I need to, what's that thing? My friend was showing me Tinder. Is Tinder still a thing?
Yeah, you would do very well on Tinder. Yes.
Do I put a fake picture up or a real one?
Put the real one up.
Okay. And then just swipe right all the time. Just say yes to everybody, right?
You got to be witty. You have to have text game.
I don't got time for that.
I hear you, but I'm saying if you did it, I'm just saying, like, you act like people wouldn't be interested in you. That's just a bold-faced lie.
All right. I wouldn't know. I'm not out there. Maybe I need to look in the Yellow Pages.
No. What are you waiting for, man?
I got things to do, man.
I understand that, but you know what kind of a dad you would be one day?
One day?
Yeah.
A good one.
A great one.
Yeah. Thank you, Shutt. I'll start looking. Yellow Pages. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. T is calling from Louisiana. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, T?
Hey, buddy, how you been?
How you been? I'm good.
I've been great, man. You know we don't sleep in Louisiana, right?
What you doing?
So, not a whole lot. Just finish cooking a supper and playing cards.
Okay. What'd you eat?
Oh, we had some stuffed pork chops and it's called gliaz. I know you don't know what that is.
What is it?
It's marinated pork. Is what it is.
Yeah, I need that.
And that's it? And purple hull peas.
I was going to ask, where are the vegetables?
Huh?
I was going to ask, where are the vegetables?
Yeah, purple hull peas.
Okay.
Boiled okra, some small ones.
Oh, okra.
And black pepper. And cucumbers.
Oh, okay, yeah, lots of vegetables. What part of Louisiana are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Okay, nice. What you call me about? What you want to talk about?
Well, first of all, I love your show, man. I listen to you every night until I can't. But most of the time, I'll go to the inn.
Okay.
Like I said, we don't sleep much in Louisiana.
Yeah, I love Louisiana. I know I got experience. What else you got?
Well, yeah, you from Georgia, right?
Yeah, I live in Georgia. I'm in Louisiana
quite a
bit.
Okay. Well, my question, I got two questions, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Are you into college baseball?
No, I'm not. Okay. I wait for them to turn pro.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering what you thought of, since it's SEC, what you thought of LSU's chances of winning the whole thing. But different subject now.
Okay.
Do you like Georgia's SEC schedule this year?
Do I like Georgia's?
24.
I haven't looked at. Man, I'm not thinking about that until probably the beginning of August.
Okay. Well, it's for 24, actually. They made the schedule for everybody in the SEC. And I think LSU fared pretty well. I don't know about Georgia. I didn't see theirs. So that's what I was wondering about, man.
Yeah, I hate the scheduling aspect of college football, especially the fact that early on in the season, people are scheduling games just to get paid. And so I'm really not all that interested because it's like school XYZ that nobody ever heard of is getting a paycheck to get smashed by Georgia or LSU. And I don't do nothing but roll my eyes about it until we really get into the meat of the season. I don't care. I'm not interested.
Hey, I totally agree. But now they have to play a Power 5 and 8 SEC games. So that's only 2 cupcakes. That's it.
Yeah, well, I'll start tuning in. If I'm watching the Bulldogs, who didn't lose a game last year, I'll watch. There's only but so many 60 to 20 games that I'm going to tolerate on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. Hey, they're going to be great again this year.
Yeah, well, let's see what they do at the quarterback position now that – did you hear the guy last night? He called and said Stetson Bennett is like a unlikely superstar.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, I don't either. That's what he said last night. Hey, T, thank you for calling from Louisiana,
hey,
man.
Look, I love your show, man.
Well,
keep it up.
I love you.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
Right.
Good night. Love. All the best. Yeah. 855-212-4CBS. Robbie's calling from Jacksonville. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, what's up, Jerry? How you doing tonight, man?
What it is. I'm okay.
Man, I'm doing good, man. Hey, so Shep's got a girl? I didn't know about that.
He's right here. Ask him.
Hey, Shep, what's up, man? You got a girl now?
I do, Robbie. Thank you for thanks for the kind words in advance, man. I appreciate you, boss.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, hey, also, too, just going back to my dude from Georgia right there. I'm sorry, but he's about to come into Tennessee this year and get whooped. But anyway,
All right,
the reason why I was calling you is, so, United States-Mexico, right? Since 2013, September 10th, 2013, we have been 7-4-4 against Mexico. So 7 wins, 4 losses, 4 draws, all right? There's no excuse for anything that occurred tonight in the game. I know you didn't see it or whatever. I mean, you know, you've been on the air, man. But so going back to
I was watching the Dodgers and the Sox.
What's the score of that, by the way? Do you know?
Oh, man. 4-4, end of the 10th.
Oh, it's 4-4?
Yeah.
Oh, that helps my parlay out a little bit. But anyway,
all right, so
our best players, man, our best players for our team, they're not even born here. Right. So there are people who are like parents were, you know, American, were maybe married to a military spouse, whatever. Right.
So
they have the rights to play here because they know that they could be stars here. Right. So our best players aren't even really from here and grow up here. So now you get to the point where what do our best players play? Right. They played basketball, baseball, football. Are our best players ever going to play anything else? No, because the money's not there. In every other country in the world, what does their best players, their best athletes play? Soccer. soccer, right, cricket, something like that, right, man? So regardless of that, there's no excuse why in 2018 we're losing to Trinidad and Tobago and not making the World Cup, right? But, you know, at the end of the day, okay, like, whatever, I can see it. And, you know, so it gets to the larger phase of why can't we be like these places in the world? Well, for one, all these people are born with soccer balls in their cribs.
Yeah, we don't care.
That's, no, we don't give a damn, man.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Exactly. So on top of that, I mean, all of these youth soccer programs that go around the country, I mean, I was part of it. My parents dropped maybe $4,500 a year for me to play youth soccer, right? What was that doing for me? Nothing. And so around the world, all these other players and younger kids, they're not paying anything, really. And so it's just, I hate, and I know you don't talk about soccer. This isn't a Jody Mack horse racing thing. I'm sorry to, you know, talk about Jody Mack.
Hey, I know Jody Mack and his daughter.
I love
like
him. Jody Mack's my guy. I love him, man. Right. Like, I'm not trying to talk about that. But anyways, so basically what I'm saying is, you know, if all of our best athletes in our country are playing other sports, we can't expect, even though we're a huge country, I get it, we can't expect to be the best at that particular sport.
Yeah, we know that. We know that, Robbie. Yeah.
Exactly. And so my whole point behind this calling you, it frustrates me, man, when people get on to what's the best phrase I can say? Not social media, but let's just call it Twitter, I guess. I mean, it is social media.
You're going to complain about things that people say on Twitter?
Ooh, I'm not complaining. Right. I'm just saying that I wish people would understand about why a sport is the way it is before saying something when you don't have any clue what you're talking about. This isn't basketball, football, or baseball, my man. True. These people who are saying, they have nothing, no idea.
Hey, Robbie, did you hear what Nikola Jokic said about social media? You hear what he said?
Oh, that's another good point, man. I love the fact that he said, listen, I want to get back to my horses. Loved it.
Yeah, but he said social media is a waste of time.
Oh, absolutely, man. It is.
So unless you making money on it, look, Robbie, if I didn't start the JR Sport Brief show online, I wouldn't be on no damn internet, man.
That was my next point. Didn't you start this online?
Yes, I did. And that's the only reason why I did it. Yes, I started everything I did online. I think the internet, for a good portion of people, it's a waste of time. I agree. 1,000,000,000%. People mindlessly scrolling and posting. I'd love nothing more than to throw my phone into the ocean.
So, JR, let me ask you a question, okay?
Please.
And I'm not saying you are – I don't know if you're a soccer guy. I mean, you've talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, I love. I've been to Germany and checked out the Bundesliga. I've been to the Premier League.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me, what are your thoughts about where soccer is going in this country, sir?
It's going to take years. We've talked about this. We've talked about this quite a bit. Not every day, obviously. It's going to take years.
I just wanted to hear you say it again, man.
It's going to take years. Years. Soccer is growing at a ridiculous rate. I think the fact that the MLS continues to grow is awesome. Messi coming over to the United States of America, whether he's 35 years old or not, I think is good. And it's going to take years. It's going to be generational. I mean, when you got idiots like Rob Manfred running around just kind of telling the fans, well, yep, I hope you become a fan of a different team. Could you imagine if Garber said that from MLS? Could you imagine? There comes a point in time where you take for granted what you have in front of you. And that's what baseball has done because it's been around for 100-plus years. Well, this is not 1903. It's not 1920. It's not 1950. Damn it, it's not even 1977, 1990, or 2000. Like, you can't crap on your fan base and say garbage like, well, yep, we're going to move the team, and I hope the fans from Oakland, they find another team and still like baseball. Like, he should get, in the politest way possible, he should get the crap slapped out of him for saying something like that. So where is soccer going? you know what? I may not be here, or I may be in diapers or whatever the hell, but there's going to come a point in time where soccer, I'm not going to say it's going to catch up, but it's going to continue to grow. And you're going to have a lot of younger people who I don't think are going to give a damn about baseball. Is that going to take 20, 30, 40, 50 years? I don't know. But soccer ain't going nowhere, man. That much I do. Thank you, Robbie. All right, appreciate you, man.
Hey, let me say one more thing, if you don't mind.
Oh, my God. You said so much. Hey, send it to me in a tweet, okay?
I got you. Something that we both hate. Going off what you just said, right?
Tweet me. Damn it. I told him I don't like Twitter, and he thinks Twitter's full of idiots. Just tweet it to me, at JR Sport Brief. That was a long-ass conversation. I need to take a break off the air. That was a nice call, though. He got me all riled up about the growth of soccer. I'm waiting on the World Cup now. I wish I knew where they were going to hold the final. It's going to be here in North America. They're going to do it in New York. They're going to do it in Dallas. They're going to do it here in Atlanta. That would be amazing if they did it at Mercedes-Benz. I'd love it. I'm going to make sure I get me to get out to a couple of those games. Definitely will. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You know what? We'll hear Rob Manfred sound like an idiot on the other side of the break. We'll hear Mike Malone sound like a drunk at a parade because maybe he wasn't drunk. He just had a few beers. We'll hear from them. We'll hear from you. And you'll hear from me. CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The only reason I call, you made me laugh my ass off. I nearly collapsed on the floor with laughter when I turned you on. The first thing you said, and I think you should start writing some of this down and compile it into a book.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, don't pass out now. Don't do that. We want you healthy, we want you good, we want you listening, but don't pass out, okay? Don't do that. 855-212-4CBS, that's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, our last caller, shout-outs to Rob from Jacksonville. He certainly did hit me up on Twitter. Thank you, Rob, at JR Sport Brief. Oh, my God, I was about to say, he wrote me 4 points, and now he's writing more. Okay, now it's 8 points. He says our best athletes are weeded out of youth soccer due to financial cost. How about some of them don't even play? I agree with that, but then some of them don't even play. Yeah, it's money, man. A lot of it's money, but then a lot of the athletes don't even play. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, I told you about Mike Malone, and he lost his mind today. He had a good old time at the Nuggets parade on Thursday, I should say. Depending on where you live, it might already be yesterday. And I love Mike Malone because the funniest thing he said was about bringing back Bruce Brown. He's going to be a free agent, and Mike Malone gave him a nickname, and then he sounded like some dude hanging out on the street selling you a CD. Listen to this.
Hey, y'all tell me. Is Brucey B going anywhere? Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. Hey, we running this back. We running this back. Hell yeah. Get loud. Get loud.
Hey, what can I say? He's a funny guy. He's a funny dude. Nikola Jokic is funny as well. All that crap he was talking about wanting to go home, and he said, I had a great time at the parade. Listen to Jokic.
You hear me? Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, though. You know that I told that I don't want to stay on parade, but I want to stay on parade. This is the best. This is amazing. This is, we're all gonna remember this our whole lives, and And when we see you guys that came out on the streets, and actually this one is for you. We love you, Denver. This one is for you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, good for him. I'm sure he's on his way back to Serbia. 855-212-4CBS. Martin is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Martin?
Hey, JR. How are you?
Good.
See, I was an A's fan back in the early 70s. I was a kid starting to watch baseball, and I saw the World Series and all those great players. And yeah, I was going to say that owners seem to have changed from way back when to now. So Charlie Finley was a real character, and he put his mark on that team by, you know, the uniforms, the mustaches. And the only thing that he was sort of out of line was he got prevented by the commissioner from selling players players for cash. But now we have these owners with these massive egos who really don't care. And I saw the reports about the financing arrangements that they put together, and they had the arrangement put together to rebuild a stadium on the site where the County Coliseum is now. But he wanted to extract, could have been like almost $1 billion out of Oakland to be part of the parlance.
It didn't matter if it was where it's currently at in a parking lot or whether it was further towards the bay. They wanted more. Yeah. They wanted to build an entire complex, because that's almost what's standard right now. And we know the valuations of these franchises are pretty much going through the roof right now. I mean, it's a completely different world from even 10 and 20 years ago. And so I would think the financial incentive, and this is the part that I don't knock. I'm not stupid. I don't think there's any problem with saying, hey, putting a baseball team in Vegas. But how it's been done to Oakland is just disastrous. That's disgusting.
Well, I was going to say, if you look back to when the Cleveland Browns moved, I mean, the Browns always had a strong following, big crowds, but Art Modell was in trouble. So they cut a deal with the NFL that he was allowed to leave with the personnel to go to Baltimore, start a team there.
Start fresh, yeah.
Yeah, and then a new franchise was guaranteed to start up with, I think that was 1999. But Cleveland was able to keep the logos
history
and the identity.
Yeah.
And there was a stadium arrangement put in place. And I'm just amazed that baseball couldn't do what the NFL did to help out Oakland in this situation.
Yeah, well,
you know,
Martin,
let the greedy owner.
He is.
Yeah, let the greedy owner go to Vegas and get him another team.
Do you recall Mike Tomlin asked about, you know, schedule changes during the pandemic? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin said, we do not care. Major League Baseball does not care. Rob Manfred does not care. And Martin, I want you to listen to this, and thank you so much for calling from Toronto. I want everybody to hear this. Rob Manfred, this is his response when he was asked, and this is probably the third time I've played this over the past 4 hours. Rob Manfred was asked, hey, what about the Oakland Athletic fans? What are they supposed to do when the team leaves? What do you hope that they do? What are they supposed to do? Listen to this stupid-ass answer.
I hope that they stay baseball fans, whatever team they decide to affiliate with. Again, you know, I'll say it again, the piece of this particular series of events that's the most disturbing to me is the idea of fans that have supported the team, losing a team. But we hate that idea.
No, you don't. You could care less. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get on all of your calls before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, it should be called the Genius Sports Brief Show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, that's a little too much, bro. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take more of your calls because, you know, not too long, I'm going to be told to shut up and leave. That's it. Let's hit the lines. And there's so much that I wanted to get into that we're going to have to discuss tomorrow, like the running back market. Jonathan Taylor wants money. Saquon Barkley wants money. Josh Jacobs wants. Who doesn't want money? Everybody wants money. Shep, you want money?
I would love money.
What bank you want me to rob?
Damn, you could just come up with the right mutual fund, knowing you.
No, just tell me what bank you want me to rob.
Say
rob
MTB,
it.
Bank of America.
M&T? M&T is in Baltimore. I rob that bank.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Stay tuned. Everybody wants money, especially running backs. They get chewed up and they get spat out. And so tomorrow we'll talk about running backs and whether or not they're treated fairly. There was actually a point in time. I spoke to Terrell Davis, and he told me, he's like, hey, running backs need their own separate union. I'm like, whoa, okay. All right. And then we'll talk about Hard Knocks as well. Nobody wants to be on HBO NFL Hard Knocks. Nobody. It should be the New York Jets. That'd be hilarious. Just follow Aaron Rodgers around every day. Make for great television. 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from Cleveland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
Yes, what a great program. I just want to rebut Alan that called in and said something about Albert Bell. Well, that was Halloween night, and they assaulted his mother with eggs, and they should have got their ass whooped. He lucky they didn't catch him. And the parents of those 18-year-old, 17-year-old should be whooping ass still right now. I don't care if they're 40 years old. But that's what happened when Albert Bell had that incident. They had threw eggs at his mom. And they were living right here in the modest neighborhood I live in. So it's not like he was in a gated community and running away from the community. That's what happened. And it's
was it his mom or they throw it at the house?
No, his mom. She actually answered the door. They actually physically hit his mom. And anybody in their right mind would have done the same thing. Those children or idiots, whoever they were, lucky he didn't catch them.
Is that some insider neighborhood information? I never heard that.
Yes, because it's right by the metro park where we live at. I wouldn't live in less than a mile away from him, so we know exactly what happened. So,
well,
and I want to tell Shepard.
Well, hold on, Mike.
Go ahead, sir.
I don't know if it's true. I never heard that. Okay, but you said it. I don't know if it's true, but it is what it is. That doesn't change the fact that he was like a big jerk throughout his whole career.
No. Albert Bell, if you listen to what he said he wasn't good enough to be in the major leagues. So when he was out there getting batting practice and doing his calisthenics, he didn't have time to talk to the media because he wasn't good enough to talk during the day of the game and perform. So he needed that time to be ready.
I wasn't talking about talking to the media. I was just talking in general.
So JR, to Mike's point and your point, his parents were visiting him at the time.
Okay.
That's what I'm seeing from multiple publications, just reading about it right now.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if she opened a door and got hit with eggs. I don't know.
Yes, she did. Yes, she got.
Okay,
she got
Mike, I don't. Okay, I said I don't know. You said you know. Relax. I don't know.
Okay, I'm relaxed. But as far as Shepard had put out there that he wanted to go off with Mike Tyson to be trained right.
Oh, my God. Hold on, Mike. Oh, my God.
Hey
Shep, did he wake up in a time warp? when did we talk about that? 4 months ago?
It might have been six.
5 months ago?
It might have been half a year ago. And I'm still.
Hey, hold on, Shep.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, have you been in like a. Were you frozen for the past 6 months?
No, because.
So, wait, stop. So, why are you bringing that up 6 months ago?
Because.
You should have Mike Tyson whoop your ass.
Wait a minute, hold on. That's where I'm going with it. Because he said in the last month he's getting engaged, and I know he can't do both So I'm going to train to whoop Mike Tyson's ass for him and give him a nice wedding present when I get that $60 million. That's where I'm going with it.
Okay. Shep, you want to take him up on your offer?
You talking to Mike in Cleveland.
Well, Mike Tyson's here in Cleveland.
He didn't want no part of me.
I would much rather fight Iron Mike than get engaged right now. I got my whole life to get engaged. I only have a small window to fight Mike Tyson.
No, get engaged. Don't blow that. Get engaged. You want to end up like me. Get engaged and live happily ever after.
We're not going to ask, Mike. You be cool, okay?
I love you guys. You do a great job. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night. Like, damn. He's bridging. He's going to bring up something that we talked about a year ago. Hey, let's talk about Colin Kaepernick while we're at it. Hey, Barry is calling from Boston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
First of all, before I talk about soccer, Mike Tyson would kick JR's ass, my ass, Shep's ass, and that other caller's ass. All four of us at the same time in one ring. But as far as soccer goes, there are too many sports in America, which is a good thing. It's a good thing. We're talking on a sports talk radio show, so it's a good thing. When you go to Europe and you go to other parts, South America, and you go, it's all soccer, 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 soccer. So my family is from Ireland, and everything over there, Ireland, England, all Poland, whatever, it's all soccer, 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 soccer.
Yeah.
So when my son was 6 and 7, now he's 14, he played soccer. He played hockey. He played baseball. He played American football. And I, at one point, I said to him, hey, buddy, we can't do everything. You need to make a decision. And that's the problem. That's why soccer is weak in America. Now, as far as 1994, back when my brother graduated high school, we had the World Cup in America. And I don't mean to sound like an arrogant American, okay? But America is the greatest sport, North America, Canada, America, Mexico, the greatest place in the world to have the World Cup because we have the infrastructure to have the World Cup. My best friend, my girlfriend, is from Brazil. They had the World Cup there a couple years ago, and it was a waste. There's some places in Brazil where they had the World Cup, which is overgrown now, complete wastelands.
Yeah.
And they should never have it there.
Well, hold on, Barry. I'm at the end of the show. I got to get other people on.
All right, brother.
I think a lot of us know what you just said, that, yes, here in the United States of America, we have our own sports. We have American football, which a lot of the world thinks is crap. And so,
absolutely.
To each his own, but it's certainly growing here. It's going to take a long time. Appreciate you, Barry.
All right, brother. Thanks, JR.
No doubt about it. Lee from Cleveland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, JR?
Good. Go ahead.
I want to know what is your take. It turned into a circus and getting dangerous. That Mayweather with your exhibition bout to be doing. You saw it get crazy last weekend.
Yeah, with John Gotti's son, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what you think about what Floyd doing? He turning into a circus, just messing up his legacy and everything.
I don't think so. When you look at his legitimate fights, I mean, there are people who kind of look at what he did and who he fought and when he fought him, and I'm not worried about his legacy. What he's done in the boxing world is pretty much done and cemented, and for him to go out and put on these sideshows and these exhibitions, it's clocking a check and it's keeping him busy, so I'm not mad at him, and I don't think it takes away from anything he did in the ring.
Well, some of his opponents he faces now is taking it serious, like Gotti did.
Well, Gotti ain't do nothing but throw a punch at the end after things were done, and it ain't taking nothing away. When Floyd Mayweather Jr. really gets hurt, then come and talk to me, but as of right now, I don't think he's doing anything but enjoying himself. And yeah, it's a joke. I got zero interest in it. I'm not going to watch it. It's a crap show, and that's me putting it lightly, but I don't think it takes away from his legacy.
Okay, well, you have a good night, then. Nice talking with you.
You as well, Lee. Thank you for calling from Cleveland. Can it ultimately? Is there one punch or a slip, or is it some idiot that jumps into the ring, and is it another brawl? Yeah. That might be dangerous, but I don't think there's anything that's going to take away from his legacy as a boxer. Jimmy from San Diego, you get the last word on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Well, JR, thank you for taking the call. And you know soccer, and I'm looking at we may not have turned the corner, but we're standing on the corner. And I'm looking at our roster, JR, and they're playing for Chelsea, Dortmund Borussia, AC Milan, Juventus, Leeds, Fulham. Our whole roster is playing for first-rate clubs, and these kids are young, and they're fast, and they're athletic, and they're only going to get better.
Well, I hope between now and 2026 they can give us a good showing and not get their asses whooped. I hope.
Oh, let me tell you, they didn't take any butt-whipping tonight against Mexico. Replay the game. They were putting it back in their face. No one getting spit on. Like, they used to have a guy named Luis Hernandez who would spit on our players. These kids aren't taking no crap.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
yeah, they didn't take any crap tonight, man.
It's one thing to be pushing and shoving in Vegas against Mexico. It's another thing when the world comes here in 2026, and hopefully we don't get embarrassed. I'm just saying.
I don't think we will.
Okay. You're more optimistic than I am. Hey, appreciate you, Jimmy.
Okay.
No
Have
doubt
a good
about
night.
It. Yeah, look, when the United States of America, when the U.S. men's national team turns the corner in soccer and football, I will be thrilled, okay? I've been waiting on it forever. We ain't there. I hope the young guys can grow into it, but now you bring back the same coach that you basically told, you get the boot. It's messy. You bring in the German coach doesn't work. It's tricky. It really is. We got a couple of years to get it together. I hope 2026 can really help things explode, and a big part of that will be if our team is actually competitive. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to everybody that locked into the show. If you missed a minute, if you've missed a second, if you missed an hour, you hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is coming to a close. But don't worry about it. Amy Lawrence is coming up next. Stay tuned. As I said so, I'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk football, running backs, hard knocks. Just got to wait about 20 hours. Don't worry about it. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio. I'm done. Amy Lawrence is coming up next. Thank you so much, Chef.
Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine. Watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.